Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are looking at the book of 1 Corinthians, where today we're going to learn that we need to become aware of what belongs to us and to whom we belong in order to enjoy the greatest amount of joy. One of the main stress fractures in the church at Corinth was the development of cliques who were following different leaders, different personalities within the church. And the different followers began to say that they belonged to these different leaders. I belong to Chris's group, or I belong to Cliff's group, or I belong to Paul's group. They were identifying themselves according to those leaders. But Paul comes along and he says, you guys have it backwards. You don't belong to them. The church doesn't belong to any man in that way. It's actually the opposite. All things belong to you. Paul starts this transitional thinking in chapter 3, where he says, you are God's field. You belong to God. And so we're not surprised by Paul's use of Paul, Apollos, or Peter in chapter 3, verse 22. But what does catch us a bit off guard is when he expands that list to include the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. So what's going on here? These five items, the world, death, life, the present, the future, those are things that occupy our minds the most. What is going on in this world? What is this life all about? What happens when I die? What am I supposed to be doing with my life right now? And what's going to happen in the future? When there are no solid biblical answer to these issues, they become tyrannies against you. They hold sway over you, and they can dominate you, and they can distract you. You can become a slave to those types of thoughts when there's no solid biblical answers. But this is one of the absolute wonders of the cross of Jesus, of the gospel. When Jesus dies, taking on the worst of you so that the believer can receive the best of Christ, and when Christ rises again, he doesn't just rise in power over sin and death. He rises in power over all things. Simply put, there is not one area of life, not one area of space that Jesus has not planted his flag over and said, this belongs to me. Paul said it this way in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. When he, God, raised him, Jesus, from the dead, he seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Which is why nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not death, not life, not angels, not rulers, nor things present, nor things to come. It all belongs to him, and he reigns over it all. So you are his, and since you are his, all of this belongs to you. No one on God's green earth can enjoy all that the earth has to offer like a Christian should be able to. No one can enjoy life like a Christian. No one can enjoy the present like us. No one can look forward to death like us. And no one can long for the future with any confidence or hope like a Christian. You're not a servant to those things. They belong to you to bring you joy in Christ. And you belong to him and only him. When you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also remember the Matambwe LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.